producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everybody knows that we fire and forget. We move forward, we aim at the target, we pull the trigger, we move on to the next target. That's attacking tyranny, waging war on corruption, crashing through lies and disinformation. 1 month ago, I called Paul Watson, and I got all my reporters in a room, and I said, here's a UN and here's a CDC report, and here are major medical journals saying Ebola was confirmed to be somewhat airborne 2 years ago in 2012. And it's clearly mutated. Here are the mainstream documents on that. And it is replicating and spreading at 10 times the previous worst outbreak 6 years ago. I said, I'm no medical doctor or virologist, but I'm reading what all the top ones say as an analyst. This is going to be a gigantic outbreak on top of what's already happened, and it's clearly somewhat airborne. It's gestating longer. And we were attacked, let me not exaggerate, a month ago, let me not exaggerate, by tens of thousands of publications. AP attacked us, others did. That was in thousands of publications alone. You could type in Infowars.com Ebola and see the stuff from a month ago. Paul Watson's doing a video on it. He's doing a report on it. We're going to do a special report Sunday because it's not about defending Infowars. It's about understanding how propaganda works. We presented documents. We presented fact. We tried to warn people. And we said it may not end up, you know, infecting the rest of the world, but it is going to ravage Africa. You know what the headline today is on drugs from the New York Times? So now the New York Times said it. It's true. Just like the New York Times, 3 weeks after we proved with video and the city manager of Kingsville, of McAllen, and video where the Border Patrol told us to go, our ICE whistleblower. We went and showed the Border Patrol loading them on buses and giving them vouchers, the illegals. We broke that. And we were attacked. People said it wasn't true. And we took the mainline documentation and we put it in articles and it went viral, pun intended. And then we got attacked. Just like they said 3 years ago, we were lying, there were no domestic surveillance drones, even though we were covering local newspaper articles. Just like they said there were no death panels in Obamacare. Just like they said that we weren't funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, and now it's admitted. The truth is, my show is not radical. I get radically upset. I try to get people to wake up. I jump around naturally because I'm upset. That's not a manipulation that I get up here and get upset, but it works because people are in a coma, and it's time for folks out there to get out of their comfort zones and realize we're in danger. And here's the headline out of the New York Times, what we're afraid to say about Ebola. And then they talk to the virologist and the World Health Organization, and they say it's going airborne. There you go. So we're going to have Paul Watson and my reporters put together articles showing the videos and the articles where we said this 1 month ago and were attacked. There it is, August 4th, 2014, Paul Joseph Watson. And let's scroll back down. He wrote that 2 days after I told him to. Let's go back to the top. CDC concerned about airborne transmission of Ebola virus. Federal agency directs airline staff to prevent spread of infectious material through the air. Obama then signed an executive order saying for any respiratory illness, you can be detained. And the media said, oh, well, that was just a reissuance of Bush's order. But it expanded it to any respiratory problem, not just specific known pathogens. So we broke it. We were right. It's confirmed. It was confirmed then. We're going to break it all down because now they're saying it's uncontainable. I don't know if that's true. We're going to report when we come back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we broadcast worldwide. Of course, I then return Sundays, and we'll be here live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time yet again. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Sunday broadcast. We do have Syrian Girl joining us, expert on Syria, at the bottom of the hour to break down the fact that they're talking about arming and paying the Syrian rebels to stop the al-Qaeda Syrian rebels that I've been told by high-level intelligence analysts are 95% of the rebels, not 65, as the mainstream media has said. Scottish John, who's a friend of mine, local Second Amendment activist, immigrated here from Scotland 20-something years ago, I've seen him out picketing for over a decade for the Second Amendment. He's big on Scottish independence that's spreading to Spain and other areas, including Texas, the New York Times is reporting. He's going to be with us for 30 minutes. We'll cover other news as well. And then Rosa Corey, Democrats against UN Agenda 21. She's always got the cutting edge intel on what's happening with the global governance through zoning and through UNESCO. So she'll be joining us as well on this Friday edition. If you just tuned in, if you go to Infowars.com, we have the headline, Virologist, it's too late, Ebola will kill 5 million people. Expert says virus will infect entire population of African countries. Now, that story is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. A month ago, or back on August 4th, Paul Watson wrote the article, because I called my reporters in and I called him on the phone. He's in England. We're here in Austin, Texas. And I said, hey, I've got a stack of government reports, CDC, UN World Health Organization reports. I've got mainline medical journals, 2012, saying that clearly monkeys to pigs in African studies has been transferring the virus through the air. And I said, I want articles written about this. So Watson did write an article, and for TV viewers, we'll put that article up on screen. Also, print me another copy of that, guys. Thank you. CDC concerned about airborne transmission of Ebola virus. Federal agency directs airline staff to prevent spread of infectious material through the air. Now, Drudge carried links at the time to the actual studies. But Drudge also linked to some of our articles at Infowars.com. Then, literally thousands of publications, AP, you name it, which is then in tens of thousands of publications, when AP puts it out, came out and said, there is no airborne Ebola, everything's fine, don't listen to Alex Jones, don't listen to Matt Drudge, when all we were doing was writing articles or linking to articles that had been written 2 years ago in prestigious scientific virology publications about the fact that it was becoming airborne. Not super airborne, where it drifts around like anthrax in the air and can live for years, but airborne enough that if it gets in spit or mucus, it can float through the air and you can get it. And now it takes weeks to show up, so it spreads because it doesn't get identified. And there is the myth article, the most destructive myths about Ebola virus debunked. Ebola virus is airborne, waterborne, or spreads through casual contact. That was in the Huffington Post. And they and many others attacked us in a whole bunch of stories. But look at Drudge being irresponsible. Look at Alex Jones. Look at InfoWars. They're fear-mongering and saying it's mutating and saying that it's becoming airborne. We didn't say that. InfoWars wrote articles linking to the mainline medical studies. And clearly, Ebola is more aggressive now. At the time, it was already 10 times a month ago, back on August 4th, over a month ago, 10 times the previous number of people getting infected at the rate it was. Now it's way over that. There's almost 3,000 dead right now. There's over 250 mutations they've confirmed as it spreads across Africa. And the media has been whitewashing it. I remember numbers 2 years ago that there were more than 200,000 rebels attacking the Assad regime and that most of them were al-Qaeda affiliated. 65% was the number the media put out. It's more like 95% now, we know. Today I saw an article, the CIA says there's thousands. Why, 13,000 ISIS people in Syria. 13,000. There were hundreds of thousands, and then half of them or so went into Iraq. The other half have stayed in Syria to loot. They ran out of stuff to loot in Syria, so they went into Iraq. I mean, it's just constant whitewashing. Now, here's the headline today. Doc warns of airborne Ebola. And it's not Infowars.com. It's the precious New York Times. And here is the story. Here are some of the headlines. Ebola is devouring everything in its path. Could it lead to Liberia's collapse? Washington Post. The Daily Beast. Ebola's terrifying evolution. I thought it wasn't evolving. I thought I was a liar. Ebola virus. Biological war in Liberia. BBC. Ebola outpaces global response. World Health Organization says New York Times. And here's the New York Times article where they basically break down the fact that it's starting to go airborne. It's not crawling now. It's starting to walk. And then if it runs, it'll turn into the Flash. And remember what Dr. Pianca at the biology department at UT, the eugenicist, said about how soon the airborne Ebola would come and wipe the earth clean of the human scourge, and that he and his family were ready to die. I made a film about it. It's called End Game. End Game. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. 3 hours long. 30 minutes of it, it's really three or four films, but 30 minutes of it, it has chapters, is on airborne Ebola. So I made the film 8 years ago. It's evergreen. For the folks who don't know what that means it gets more alive and doesn't die and gets more important, that film. FBI comes out. Synthetic biological could reduce our population. Synthetic biology is being quietly inserted into the food supply. I was so concerned, and to give them credit, the FBI was so concerned by Endgame, they went and interviewed Pianca. Then he was on the news and went, I don't want anybody to die, man. They came to him and they said, you're over the biology department, and some of your graduate students have responded to Mr. Jones. We have their open letters here saying that all humans need to die. Do you have any knowledge of anyone in a lab with access to deadly biologicals that might be considering using them? Now, that's a normal behavior of the FBI. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, when you got people over biology departments talking about stuff, talking about how wonderful it's going to be when everybody dies, you need to go visit them. And they did go visit them because I guess they love their children. I'll guarantee you, though, they got reprimanded. Little Bird told me they got called off that real quick. So, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 12 monkeys for real. So, New York Times, what we're afraid to say about Ebola. Do I get apologies from MSNBC and the Associated Press and all these countless publications that came out? Fact check. You know, they had NBC affiliates and you name it with their fact check segments in D.C. and TV reports. Why, fact check, the crazy conspiracy theory site, claims Obama signed an executive order to detain anyone with a respiratory illness, and it's because of Ebola, and they claim Ebola could be going airborne. Well, this is just false. They show no proof. They just say, I'm lying. Well, Paul Watson's article linked to the CDC statements and to the studies 2 years ago. I mean, we didn't write all this. The CDC did. I mean, I hope this is all hype. I hope. But let me tell you, you tell that to the 20-something thousand people that have got Ebola, the almost 3,000 that we know have died, and they're saying those numbers are whitewashed. It's much worse. You tell that when the head of the World Health Organization's virology department comes out and says 100,000 will have it in Africa by December, and now they've got other virologists saying 5 million will die. I don't know. But I know the Black Plague killed at least a third of Europe, an estimated 10 million. Back at the time, when there was only 30 million people in all of Europe, those are estimate numbers. Some say as high as half. I just say a third. It's a low number. I go with the low number. I know the swine flu killed tens of millions in 1918. I don't know. There's the Washington Post. 100,000 cases? See, they're already saying it could be 100,000. 20,000 or 100,000? That's the headline. See, we were very conservative, but we were first. We pointed out the analysis, and the establishment media said, why, you can't do that. InfoWars isn't credible. Drudge isn't credible. because they wanted to whitewash what was going on, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to flashback Paul Watson's article to Infowars.com. And if anybody wants to go back to my reports, August 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, where I tried to make a point about its viral spread and got attacked, it's right there. Because just remember, folks, in a kingdom of lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Well, we warned everybody that they were going to put armored vehicles on the streets, and we're federalizing police, and we're going to use Homeland Security against conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, and veterans. It broke here 6 years ago with the secret documents that I received by the state police in Missouri and a federal marshal from California. I can say that now in both cases because one of them is retired and the other state police officer did not get in trouble, even though they were able to discover that he had sent it. In fact, he got promoted after getting in trouble. That's another thing. Everybody's so scared of being a whistleblower. People end up admiring that. That's why we need more people to stand up and tell the truth. But now it's mainstream news that Homeland Security is treasonously pointed at the American people. Look at this article from yesterday. Don Salazar wrote it. When I saw this, I couldn't believe it, and I went and watched the local newscast. Firefighters ordered to remove American flag stickers days before 9/11 off their private lockers, and the fire chief said it would be offensive to other firefighters who weren't Americans. Marywood firefighters were disciplined. Hughes, Rozak, and Cerullo, and one other were all put on leave, unpaid leave, sent home because they refused to take the little American flag stickers off of their lockers because they had been told they were offensive. There's your political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have an American flag on your locker, but you can demonize the founding fathers in Army training manuals. It's just bizarro land. Our government openly is funding Al-Qaeda, calling in ISIS, and is now going to give billions, not $500 million, to them. And Congress is about to give the money to Obama to then go arm the rebels that are attacking Assad, who are made up mainly of the Saudi Arabian Qatari jihadis. And I've had former State Department officials on, CIA operatives from the Army on, colonels, generals, they're all on record saying that, yes, the main force is Al-Qaeda. And we defeat them by arming them. That's how stupid they think everyone is. And we dared, back in early August, to beat the drum for a week. Because I said, I want to focus on Ebola going airborne, according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, and that they think it's going to go really airborne, because it's airborne somewhat now, but it's weak. But it's becoming airborne. They believe it's becoming airborne. And then we get attacked for that we're fear-mongers. No, we're not. We link to the CDC documents. We link to the virology reports. We link to it. We didn't say it. It's like when the New York Times calls Matt Drudge a tabloid person when he links to the New York Times. And he links to Der Spiegel. We're just linking to the reports. InfoWars takes them and writes an article around it. Oh, and here's seven reports that it appears Ebola is going airborne 2 years ago. Now it's spreading. This top virologist says he thinks it'll kill 5 million people. There's been estimates, you can pull them up, of 3 billion dying if Ebola goes completely airborne. Meaning, you know, floating around for hours or days or even weeks. You can have anthrax in the ground for 50 years and it gets out. I don't know. But now the New York Times today says what we're afraid to say about Ebola. And then it goes into the fact that it's turning into an epidemic, a pandemic, that nothing's happened like this in decades anywhere in the world, and that scientists and doctors believe that it may be beginning to go airborne. And it says that right here in the article. And Drudge has the headline, Doc Warns of Airborne Ebola. So that's what's in the New York Times today. Do I get an apology from any of these publications? No, of course not. Here's another headline. Black market in blood serum emerging amid Ebola outbreak. And then we have the graphs on the spread of it and the British study, the London Telegraph. Millions more at risk for Ebola outbreak, British study finds. They have computers tracking the spread so far, and it's estimating millions are going to get it, basically. And when we come back, Virologist, it's too late. Ebola will kill 5 million. Expert says virus will infect entire population of African countries. Paul Joseph Watson reporting for InfoWars.com in that article. We're going to tweet that out again right now. We'll come back, break it down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time to be alive. Look at this headline. Border breakdown. Militia to block ports of entry. That's out of KRGV News. We're going to be breaking that down. Doc warns of airborne Ebola in the New York Times. So it's true when they say it, but when we say it a month ago, then it's attacked nationwide, even though we're linking to the exact same statements. Another story up on Drudge, mad science, genetically modified microhumans to be framed or to be farmed for drug testing by 2017. Folks, that's already going on where they grow the little embryos, but then add some animal DNA to it, so they claim it's not a human and doesn't have rights. Mad science, genetically modified microhumans to be farmed for drug testing by 2017. So we're going to look at this article and then go to our guest, Syrian girl, reporting from Australia on her inside scoop. She's been joining us for over a year on what's really happening in Syria and Obama's statements. But before we go any further and finish up with this article, virologist, it's too late. Ebola will kill 5 million people. Experts says virus will infect entire population of African countries. And the London Telegraph is saying their models, British models, show millions will be infected. A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia, and that 5 million people will die, noting that efforts should now be focused on stopping the transmission of the virus to other countries. Jonas Schmidt of the Bernhard Institute for Tropical Medicine in Hamburg, one of the most prestigious in the world, told Germany's Deutsche Welle, that's one of their top publications, that hope is all but lost for the inhabitants of Sierra Leone. Well, yeah, their leader said they're preparing to collapse, and that'll kill a lot of people in and of itself. And Liberia, and that the virus will only burn itself out when it has infected the entire population and killed 5 million people. Close quote. The right time to get this epidemic under control in these countries has been missed, said Schmidt. The time was in May and June. Now it's too late. I would expect to have the Washington Post, New York Times come out and say that we made all this up and we're not linking to the main German publications. But this is being said. I was hoping it was hype a few months ago. I said that on August 4th when Paul Watson wrote the article about virologists worried it's gone airborne. And we said, hey, we hope this is, you know, gets contained. But it was already 10 times what any previous Ebola outbreak had been. Something happened, folks. We went and investigated. There it was in the medical literature that they believe it was going airborne. It's starting to walk. It's not. It was crawling, then walking. If it starts running, they're saying there's 200 mutations of it now. Before, there was only a few dozen mutations. It's going crazy. It's been manipulated clearly. It may mutate and burn itself out. I don't know. I'm not a virologist, but I do the research. We've been proven right yet again. What am I doing? I'm getting my guts cleaned out, taking Oxy powder from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm taking Nascent Iodine X2 to clear out my bloodstream. I am taking colloidal silver, but not just for the Ebola, even though they brought Ebola patients now, a fourth one to Atlanta. I'm doing this because there's a bunch of weird airborne stuff killing people in hospitals all over the country, including three members of my family. There's all sorts of flesh-eating bacteria now. This stuff's all coming at once, where the mutations and the toxic genetic manipulation, all of it is starting to come to a new flashpoint. And we see times in history where you won't just get black plague popping up, you'll get something else popping up at the same time. I got scared this year when my uncle, my great uncle, and my cousin all died in East Texas from the same mystery illness that the hospital doctors told us was scaring them and killing members of the staff. And everybody knows around the office, I've been doing everything I can, from working out more to drinking more water to going to sleep earlier, having my kids do it, because I'm getting ready for this winter. I'm getting ready, folks. Just like in the old times, they said, you know, don't go outside with your shoes off, you'll catch your death or whatever. All they knew was you went out and got cold, it would lower your immune system. I mean, it's time to really try to get healthy. And yes, we sell products that aren't silver bullets, pun intended, with the silver bullet, colloidal silver we have, but are obviously better across the board to boost your immune system and to try to get sunlight, try to drink purified water, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we're going to go to Syrian Girl here in just a moment. But before we do that, I saw Weldon Henson. And I saw Jakari Jackson. Weldon Henson runs the shipping department and a lot of the marketing stuff, does a great job. And, of course, Jakari is one of our great reporters and investigative journalists. But they just so happen to both be wearing what I believe is the best Second Amendment shirt ever made. The last one I had the concept for and that Cade designed, our great graphics guy, was the best at that point in my view. And a lot of people agreed it was our best seller. This one is even better. You got to go to InfoWarsStore.com to see it. It says Molon Labe with an American flag draped downwards in gray with the bronze gold 300 Spartan helmet with 250 caliber, two scale bullets crossed with 1776 and InfoWars.com under it with a special forces style gray American flag on the left arm. And let's cut to Jakari Jackson and Weldon Henson. because I just haven't taken one of these home yet in 2 weeks and washed it and worn it yet, or a sports jacket on air, but I'm going to be wearing one of these. This, I believe, is the best Second Amendment shirt I've ever seen. Now, tastes differ. I didn't tell you guys what I was about to do. I just said I want people to see the shirts watching on television. Radio listeners go to InfoWarsStore.com, and they can link through and see it there. And see the back of the shirt. I don't know if it's your favorite ever. I just noticed you're both wearing them today. What do you think of this shirt, Jakari?
I really like the last one, but this one, I think you, like I said, you stepped it up a notch. The flag in the background definitely helps. And, you know, people get it. You know, they see the image, the iconography. It's a very powerful image, a very simple image that people can get and understand. And it's a very attractive shirt. I was actually wearing this at a restaurant just a few minutes ago, and the guy came up to me and just started talking to me, you know, because he recognized the shirt. He thought it was an interesting shirt. And we had a conversation because of this. This is also a conversation piece.
It's awesome. And we're lucky that Jakari and Weldon look like Calvin Klein models. I'm going to go take some photos for the website to promote it if you guys feel like it, because those shirts are awesome. I wish I looked that good in them. Weldon, give us your take on the shirt here. This is, again, just off the cuff. This is how we fund our operation.
This is for sure going to be the best one we've ever had. We just got this in the store last week. We designed it. Took a little longer than the other ones. We knew you liked the 50 cal. That's one of your favorite guns, Alex. So we put the 50 cal bullets on it. And we're excited to put this one out. I think everyone's going to really like it. So,
well, by concept, I'm like, I want an American flag on the arm, and I want some bullets crossed under it with it looking face forward. And then Cade really designed it. He is so good.
I think this one really has kind of a special forces feel to it. It's going to be a great one, part of our Made in 1776 product line. This is made in America. The shirt's made in America. All the graphics were printed right here in America, so support the InfoWar.
That's another good point. And we also hire veterans. You're an Air Force veteran.
That's right.
Yourself, we got Joe Biggs. I always hear the media saying how horrible veterans are to hire, and people are scared. My best crew are veterans. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, we got a few of us here.
We need to get some more. Of course, Jakari is a veteran of the InfoWar, getting shot at with Biggs and all that up in Ferguson. Well, again, what's the name of the shirt? It's the Molon Lobby 50 Cal?
I call this the 50 Cal shirt. Yeah, we're calling it the 50 Cal T.
Jakari, anything else? Sorry to drag you in here.
Oh, no, it's great. Like, we were actually about to go do a photo shoot because the guys recognize it's a good shirt. And
I didn't even realize that. Say, okay, now I'm...
Yeah.
I wonder you're both walking around in it.
That wasn't planned. That just really happened because I was over here... near this radio studio, and Alex saw me with the shirt. I said, hey, come in here and show off the new shirt, the new hat. We got all the gear. We have the belt buckles, all this at InfoWarsShop.com.
And that's how we fund the InfoWar, not taking tax money like Rachel Maddow.
You know, people need to keep checking back. We got a lot more American-made products coming in. Molon Lobby hats. We got the beanies that just went up. Of course, Jakari's got one.
Yeah, we sold out of the Molon Lobby brass, but we didn't fully print the whole number we were. We printed 250 instead of 500 of the brass one. So we have another 250 coming, and then they're gone.
Yeah, that's well, we did. Those just came in. The last 250 of the brass Molon Lobby buckles. You know, we kind of overwhelmed the manufacturer because they do make them handmade here in America.
Veteran-owned.
And they are veteran-owned, yes. And actually, people need to, you know, keep checking back because we got a lot more stuff coming up before the holidays.
That's right. I mean, we are just working as hard as we can to have everything made in America. We're working, and we're not perfect. Now, like the dash cams are made in China, but that's why they're so inexpensive and work so well. We have the lowest price on the dash cam, and it's private label to InfoWars. Lowest price you'll find, lower than Amazon.
Absolutely.
So there is stuff from China, but we're putting our money where our mouth is. We're moving towards American-made. And I mean, a normal American-made golf shirt would be $60 to $80. We have it for $40. It costs us like $25 apiece.
That's absolutely true.
We could buy the same golf shirt from China for $5.
When we started moving most of our products over to American-made, we definitely saw a price increase. So we're hoping to change that. You know, we need to support more American-made manufacturers.
And that'll drive down the price once it moves back here.
Absolutely.
Plus all the regulations and red tape, you can't compete.
That's right.
It's done by design. So we do have shirts from Mexico and Honduras and stuff that are half the price. If you make the choice to get them, then you spread the word that way.
But we do offer American-made ones now and more to come.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, Jakari and Weldon, what do you make of like top virologists saying 5 million will die now in Africa? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about this, you know, months ago, you know, it's scare tactics, fear mongering, and all this. But we were just looking at the tail of the tape. We were looking at what these top experts were saying, the people who study this, the people who live this information day in and day out. And like you said, you know, we research it, but we talk to the people who, you know, live it. And they say, you know, this is definitely a concern. People coming in, like you said, the people going into Atlanta, other places as well. And people want to find out, you know, what's going on. At least I want to find out what's going on because I don't want to get caught with, you know, my pants down, so to speak. We have this big epidemic, and now it's like, oh, oops, sorry. We started bringing people in. You didn't know about it, and now it's here.
I think the key is for everyone to stay informed and be prepared. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. We need, you know, people need to focus on that kind of stuff, being prepared and educated on.
Exactly. We're not fear-mongering. We're cutting edge, raising the alarm like Paul Revere.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's like when we went out to Ferguson, like, oh, you guys are fear-mongering. The police aren't out there doing this. Like, police are out there putting sniper dots on people's chest. You know, that's not fear-mongering. That's telling people what's going on. And, you know, there's plenty of good police out there, but you don't want to see these kind of tactics.
Well, then the feds blamed them when they gave them the training.
Oh, yeah, they gave them the big tanks, they gave them the training, the MRAP vehicles, the heavy armor.
That was federal training to put the laser on you.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, we gave it to them, but we didn't know they were going to do it.
The sound cannons?
Oh, yeah, and they said, well, you're not supposed to use it for a peaceful protest, that's like an active shooter situation. They give them the stuff knowing how they're going to use it, and then when they use it, like, oh, shame on you for using it that way.
They send them to federal training centers and train them.
Oh, yeah.
It's all standardized. The uniform is a federal grant.
Uh-huh.
The training is a federal grant. All of it's federal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's such a joke because we were out there in Ferguson, and the only report I regret we didn't do was the show how close the Martial Law Center was to the where the things were taking place on West Florissant Street. It was right down the street.
Well, we got Scottish John coming up at about 15 after. We're going to have our next guest until 15 after next hour because I'm going to her late, but I drug you guys in here to discuss all this. Great job, gentlemen. And it's the Molon Labe 50 cal shirt at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we are listener supported, unlike NPR and MSNBC that get stimulus money and taxpayer money. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We are the opposite of state-run media. We are freedom, patriot, liberty, supporter-driven. We want to thank you all out there for your support. Now, joining us from Australia is Syrian Girl. She goes by that. Her name is now known. She's been on national Australian television. And Syrian Girl comes from a former ruling class family that was deposed by the Baathist coup and thrown out by Assad's father. So, and they're also Sunni folks, but they don't like al-Qaeda, obviously. She's 100% Syrian to the core, an activist and career student. And her opinion of the Syrian government, I have no illusion in any government around the world. And her Twitter handle is Partisan Girl, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan, YouTube.com/ Syrian Girl Partisan. I want to get her breakdown because she's been on with us for over a year and a half now, how time flies, since early 2013. And everything she said turned out to be incredibly accurate. She has sources inside Syria. Obama says no boots on the ground, even though there are boots on the ground. He says he's going to give billions of dollars to the, quote, rebels to fight the bad rebels, when we know the rebels will just fight Assad and the government. And so I want to get her view on this because it's so bizarre to see them using the public's ignorance about the players to actually launch a new war in Syria they couldn't get a year ago because our military said, no, we're not going to be the air force of al-Qaeda. Well, a year later, changed the name to ISIS. And they claim you've got to stop ISIS by arming ISIS. Syrian Girl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me again, Alex. I just want to reiterate what you said. You know, it's not about the Syrian government. I have no illusions, as you said, in any government around the world. But at a time where your borders are being breached, you have nobody to turn to but your army to defend you. And that's where I'm coming from. With my family, my grandfather was deposed from power, but we were never really kicked out of the country. I just wanted
I'm sorry to get that wrong, but I mean, you left the country. You left the country.
Yes, we did. Oh, but thank you for, you know, your introduction. And I want to, like, talk about Obama's recent speech and everything surrounding that. You know, last time I was here a year ago, we were facing the same scenario of Syria being possibly attacked. Only at that time, the excuse that was being used was chemical weapons. And it seems that there's only three sort of options that the U.S. government will use as an excuse for war. Either it's regime change, WMDs or chemical weapons, whatever you want to call it, or back to the good old faithful fighting terrorism bit. And it seems that the fighting terrorism bit is the easiest one to sell. And they think that we have goldfish memories that we haven't noticed that for the last 3 years they've been supporting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and wherever else. And the biggest irony as well is that even though the groups that they're supporting have been burning and tearing down churches, Obama recently met with Christian minorities, Syrian minorities, and tried to win them over. And in that conference, he actually admitted that Assad has been protecting Christians for the last few years. So it's quite funny, but most of the government officials that attended that conference got booed off the stage by the Syrian Christians, who asked Obama, in that case, then why have you been supporting these so-called, you know, moderate rebels? Last year, when I was here on your show, I said that the chemical weapons were a deterrent, and now that they're gone, it would leave us open for an attack. And I also said that the U.S. government wouldn't attack Syria until they were gone, and I think that that proved to be true. I also said that the Syrian air defenses were quite strong and that would prevent a U.S. airstrike. And, of course, at the time, Dempsey was saying that we can't have airstrikes against Syria. We can only have kinetic strikes, which means launching missiles from boats. And it seems now that the ISIS terrorists have been taking out Syrian air defenses in the northeast of the country in Taqba Air Base. And I tweeted out days before Taqba Air Base fell to ISIS that as soon as the air base falls, and that means that Syria's air defenses fall with it, then we're going to start hearing about the U.S. Government and Obama saying he wants to attack Syria. And that is exactly what's happened. You know, interestingly, around the same time was when the two American journalists were beheaded. And Obama is basically using the fact that ISIS killed these two journalists to whip up support for war and to, you know, get people really angry. But interestingly, the family of these of Sotlov, one of the journalists that was killed, said that the moderate rebels that Obama is trying to help actually sold Foley to ISIS. It's a real shock.
It is, and I had Colonel Schaefer on, who was at Capitol Hill that day, just a few days ago, and he said, look, it's way over 65% of the rebels that are really Al-Qaeda. And of course, we're not demonizing Sunnis here that are 79% of Islam. You yourself are Sunni. It's that this Saudi Arabian-backed group literally is there to deindustrialize and shut down any country. And when I said your family got kicked out of the country, I meant that as a paraphrase of saying you aren't allies with Assad when you are defending the regime and the army. Because, I mean, that just adds to your credibility, and it shows how accurate you've been the last few years speaking out.
Well, I have no personal gain, and my family has no personal gain in this position. It's just, frankly, just observing the truth and observing the news for not just the last 3 years, but the last few decades, and even before September 11. So it's all part of the wider plot of everything. And, of course, I was also an avid watcher of your show, I'd like to say that, when I was a teenager. So that helped me wake up to everything that was going on in the world and really opened my eyes to all the agendas. And really, I guess I would like to just go back to the story of the two journalists who were beheaded.
Yes.
And the media's reaction to it, which I thought was really jarring, because so many Syrians have been beheaded by these Al-Qaeda groups for the last 3 years, and Syrian soldiers as well. The media's reaction to these two men being beheaded was outrage. But when Time magazine, and they asked people not to watch it, they censored images of sort of to get people's imagination going. But then if you look at last year, Time magazine gave an award for a journalist's photographs and videotape of a Syrian soldier being beheaded. And that was one of like Time magazine's top 10 images. So that's the kind of treatment that you get as a Syrian. You know, we're seen as subhuman sheep to the slaughter, and it's just a great story to watch us get beheaded, but nothing to be outraged about. I don't think the U.S., like, with the history of what's happening, I don't think anybody should take seriously the idea that they really want to fight ISIS. I think it's an excuse to intervene in Syria, to keep the chaos going, and to eventually balkanize Syria into different pieces. You know, if they really, really wanted to fight ISIS, then they would stop their ally and NATO member, Turkey, from giving ISIS refuge on the Syrian-Turkish border. They not only give them refuge, they give them medical treatment, and they allow them through the border. You know, Turkey actually came out and said, I'm not going to take part in allowing my airways to be used against ISIS. And that's because there's so many ISIS individuals inside Turkey now that Turkey's afraid that they're going to start causing problems. And, of course, Turkey has an agenda to support ISIS. The Turkish government war room leaks actually have the Turkish government officials on record saying they would like to use ISIS in a false flag operation to start a war with Syria. That was last year. So, again, you know, one of the U.S.'s allies in the region, Israel, has been giving medical aid to the FSA and Jabhat al-Nusra on the Syrian Golan Heights border. And actually, Netanyahu went and visited them. And these Jabhat al-Nusra rebels actually kidnapped UN peacekeepers recently on the Israeli border, the Filipino ones. Where was the international condemnation for that? And interestingly, Qatar, another U.S. ally, has influence enough with Jabhat al-Nusra to actually get these UN officials out. So the fact is, we haven't really heard about Jabhat al-Nusra anymore, which was one of the other groups that the U.S. said were terrorists. And the interesting part about that is the fact that the FSA, who we are calling the moderate rebels, came out and said, you know, we have no problem with Jabhat al-Nusra. We are still fighting alongside them, and they're not, you know, it's fine. So that's why you don't really hear about it anymore, because now there's some kind of a little bit of friction between the FSA and ISIS. However, the FSA is still working with alongside ISIS in Arsal on the Lebanese border. You wouldn't hear that, but I would suggest you anybody check out Paul Joseph Watson's article, which I was, you know, partly a source for, describing example about how the moderate rebels are working with ISIS and are still working with them, and how some of the FSA battalions that moderate rebels have defected to ISIS, have sold weapons to ISIS, and of course have sold American journalists to ISIS. So if they really, really wanted to fight ISIS, they wouldn't be helping these group of people that have been defecting and selling weapons to ISIS. And they wouldn't be trying to undermine the Syrian army, who are the only force capable of fighting ISIS in the entire region.
You're right.
Of course, the Iraqi army was dismantled.
And if you just joined us, Syrian girl is joining us from Australia. There's a little bit of a delay. And that's exactly what Colonel Schaefer said, who was in Congress 2 days ago when he joined us, briefing members of Congress, saying you should join with Assad and the army and offer to clear out ISIS if you really want to get rid of them. He said arming any of the rebels arms al-Qaeda. They're basically all al-Qaeda. They've just changed the name to confuse the public. I don't see how the establishment is going to get away with this one way or another. And what will the army do? What will the Assad regime do? When U.S. aircraft or NATO aircraft start bombing, how will they sell bombing Assad forces, or if the Assad forces fire on the coalition aircraft? Because they're there giving air cover and arming the rebels that are clearly going to be attacking the government.
That's an excellent, excellent question. No, first of all, like any patriot would, we all reject any breach of Syrian sovereignty, no matter what excuse, whether it be fighting ISIS or, you know, fighting Purple Dragons. But Syria is going to take any airstrike against us without permission as an aggression. They stated that openly. Syria has been telling the UN about the terror threat for the last 3 years, and they actually agreed to the resolution against ISIS, and they said they were ready to work with any nation who legitimately wants to fight ISIS, so long as they respect Syrian sovereignty and coordinate with Syria.
That's right, and Obama's saying he won't do that. This is incredible. We'll be back in 1 minute with the second hour. The Scottish John joins us in studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.